Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/true-transparency-pricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
Christopher Martell with us to talk about Preds hockey. Christopher, what's up, man?
Not much. How are y'all doing this afternoon?
We are doing great. It's funny. I was at a charity event being hosted last night by Taylor Lewan, Thomas Rhett, and Roman Josi, who wasn't there because he was working. And while we were there, Paul McCann was doing the MC work, and he was like, I'm glad Roman Josi's attached to this because he's sure giving back. He had a goal and an assist at that time, and while Paul was talking, he scored again. What a game for Roman Josi.
Yeah, he's looked really good as of late. But when you have a whole bunch of players out, you need players to step up, and it's been good that the captain, yep, amongst all of them, has kind of taken it on himself to really step up.
The Preds kind of got done to them last night what they've been doing. Get a lead, blow the lead, find a way to win in the end, some miraculous fashion, and that got done to them in reverse.
Yeah, you know, when I look at that, look at what happened last night, you know, you take some of the words that came out from the locker room and came out this morning after morning skates, and, you know, the coaching staff and the players weren't really happy with their effort. And I kind of look at it more as a game of three periods and 21 seconds. And the first period could have been the worst hockey they've played all season long. And, yeah, you know, I don't really say that lightly because I'm kind of, you know, we've all watched a lot of hockey this season, but that first period, they just weren't there. And they came back in the second, they tied it in the third, and then, you know, I said it after the game. I said it was a lucky shot by Shabbat. And when you look at the shot, he wristed it off the post, and I believe it hit the crossbar and the other post and rang in that way. And it's one of those shots. I mean, hockey really is a sport of a lot of luck. And I think if that shot was a centimeter to the left, they would have been playing a lot longer than 21 seconds in the overtime. Yet it was a horrible turnover at the blue line that led to the game-winning goal in overtime. So, you know, when you look at that game, that's one of those that Peter Laviolette has said that, you know, there's not really anything they can take from that loss. They don't need to be holding themselves to mediocre performances like that. And they have a higher standard. And I think going into Chicago, a team that has struggled to say the least, they are 10-19-6 after 35 games, which is good for second last in the Western Conference. This is a game that Nashville should go in and absolutely dominate them.
What's the latest on injuries? And I've seen like reports of people skating, but where are we on getting some of these key pieces back? Brett and I could go skating and Babs.
Yeah, there's I think the closest you're going to see is probably TK Subban or Victor Arvidsson. I kind of think you're going to see TK Subban before Victor Arvidsson, but they're in no rush. They're in no rush to really bring these guys back. Right now, the Predators, they're holding their own. They're 46 points. They're tied for number one in the Western Conference. You know, while they're not looking great in every one of their games since the injuries have happened, they're still treading water and essentially playing 500 hockey, I guess. And you know, that's not really what you want to see, but from a team that's been battling so many injuries, they can take that right now and not have to really rush anybody back. So when you're looking at getting players back, you're going to probably see Subban and Arvidsson first, and they're coming back sooner rather than later. I don't know if you're going to see them this week, but seeing them next week or before the end of the year wouldn't be a surprise.
All right, so three more on the road trip. They've lost seven games in a row, Christopher, on the road. They get that thing turned around tonight.
You know, it's going to have to break sooner rather than later. I mean, they go against Chicago on national TV, and Chicago, yep, has effectively they've lost nine of their last 10 games.
Yeah,
and I mean, that's I wouldn't say that's bad, but that's bad. You know, I mean, that's just bad. And then they go against the Flyers team on Thursday, who is last in the Eastern Conference. They just fired their coach. And they're starting a pretty much a rookie goaltender in net in their next couple of games. So if they don't break the streak tonight or Thursday, I don't know if they're going to break it against Boston on Saturday, but you know the age-old adage, you always play up to your competition. Who knows? The Preds could lose tonight and Thursday and then beat Boston on Saturday. I mean, they could just go that way. However, I think they're going to at least win, I would say, at least two of these last three games if I was picking.
On the way out, what's the latest? Again, Christopher Martell, our guest. What's the latest on your book, man? People need to get their presents squared away.
Yes. Yes, they do. And unfortunately, if they're looking for me for presents, I'm sorry. I'm all sold out. I sold out all my copies that I had. but they can go to Amazon. Just type in Tales from the Nashville Predators Locker Room, and it's the only book that's going to come up. They can order it right there. It ships January 1st.
Hey, hit that one more time. We had a cutout here. Make sure we got it.
Oh, yes. Amazon, Tales from the Nashville Predators Locker Room, ships January 1st.
Awesome.
Christopher Martell at @KMartell_sports and host of Neutral Zone. Christopher, we appreciate the time, brother.
My pleasure, guys. Thank you so much.
All right, Christopher Martell. Preds at Blackhawks tonight. NBC Sports Network. WNBC Sports Network. And then at Philly, then at Boston, then back home. They're not home. They don't play another home game until after Christmas.
They have a stretch of 10 of 13 on the road.
And they've lost 7 in a row on the road.
Yeah, it's not good.
They're second in the West, right, in points? They're tied with Winnipeg.
But Winnipeg has a game in hand.
Yes. But they've lost 7 in a row on the road. That's amazing.
Yeah.